another DoNutGuide.com video presentation. Google's evil, of course. Should go without saying. Anyway, should be obvious. All of this should be obvious, frankly. It's like, why do these people have to make these arguments over and over and over again? Sorry about that part. I wish I was better, at constructing a proper sequence of words to, hit the program device with the code, to write code, and then it would actually unlock the device, and it would say, oh, I get it. I have a responsibility to assess reality and draw the sensible conclusions that, yes, we're all ludicrous robots. I mean, too silly for words in terms of our function. Do I even have to point, like, if your iPhone, your smartphone, had a penis, what kind of trouble would it make? It'd be always getting trouble. Stupid phone. Oh, the stupid phone's out, whoring. Yeah. Oh, fuck. It's supposed to be doing its work. It's supposed to be doing its job, and it's, flirting with the other phones. trying to trick them. Yeah. This is just stupid to have this conversation. It's just, sorry. That's part of the stupidity is that, you can't have a smart conversation to get to the future. Instead, you have to have these stupid conversations. So anyway, I did make a video. Where the hell is it this week? So I should get that part in there. Another video. That's really, I don't care to tell you about the other video in this video. This is a separate video. But it was on that subject of, one of those subjects you're just like, oh, this is too silly. I have to explain that feelings are a real event in the universe. That the horror and the torture and the bliss and the happy is a real thing happening. And it has value. Duh. It means something when something's being tortured and it, it means something when you've prevented the torture. That's a good thing. When you have to explain that, these phones are too dumb. It's just like, and so that's very discouraging, frankly. So I'm very, I'm discouraged. It's just disappointing that this is so difficult for whatever reason. It really shouldn't be. Really shouldn't be that complicated to explain that we've already been there and done all of this redundant chase fail. This rat maze has really ancient blood in it. It's been grinding stuff up for a long, long time. Pick, get my little energy, this little Pac-Man thing. It's been running forever. Been running long enough, way past enough, as even a curiosity. Because it doesn't go anywhere. They still can't, you still can't find it. It's all still all happily ever after in terms of narratives and stories. There's no reality in what people are promising each other. Anyway. And then idiots say, somebody left a comment that was just so depressing again,
Well, what about the theory that the civilized countries should try to outbreed the dumb countries, keep up anyway?
It makes any sense. Like importing them. Why don't they import the morons and then they can have, just plummet, right? Sink the ship the easiest way. Just put a bunch of idiots who don't know how to sail on the boat. Oh, fuck. It's so stupid.
Why don't you violate your fundamental principles to preserve your fundamental principles? Why don't you just convince the Nazis to all shoot themselves?
I don't know. It's just, why should I have this conversation? The answer is because I don't think it'll work. I don't think you can outbreed them. Okay, you have to, it's a strategy thing. And frankly, let's say all of the developed world, you know, the countries where people are educated and have some hope of escaping overtly religious theory. The problem is that there's almost no overtly unreligious kind of theories anymore because physics has become a frickin' religion. The new, you know, warp drive, wormhole bullshit. Ugh, it's so pathetic. I mean, it's going, you know, it's just, yeah, it's very depressing, very discouraging. But anyway, so the point is that we have to convince each other is the point. And the whole idea that philosophy is something you breed, I mean, that should be way over. And I guess I would argue that as soon as the countries with all these excess poor people is what they really have. They generate a whole bunch of poor people. They don't really generate a whole bunch of smart people. So they're breeding poverty. They're not really breeding sophistication and culture, any of the stuff that would sustain them in the real world anyway. So once they, if they could replace the world, they'd have to replace it in some sort of similar form where they had to actually educate their people because they would just be a bunch of, they wouldn't be useful. They couldn't produce anything. They couldn't maintain the civilization because they won't have enough intelligence to do it. So in a sense, the threat doesn't exist because they'll annihilate eventually, which is kind of the end game anyway. So I guess I would argue, like, let's just say that the sophisticated countries, the countries that educate their people and kind of understand that they don't want them growing up on the street and all that stuff, and they have to be literate and they have to, you know, have read a few books and all that stuff to be called a real human being. What's the difference whether there's 400 million people in America or 200 million? As long as they control the nukes, you know, you can do it with 10 people. You know, but that's all that really matters. Who's controlling the stop button? But anyway, that would be my answer to the stupid question, I suppose. That's one answer. I mean, there's probably lots of other answers where, as a strategy, it just isn't going to work. This isn't about breeding. It's about, you know, having a more sophisticated way of fighting. You can't fight with babies. You can't throw babies at each other or something. That's just not a very effective weapon. Yeah, because it's not going to come down to that in the end. Especially in a sense, because the world is kind of moving away from democracy. You can sort of see it. Democracy as an idea is bleeding pretty badly in terms of what it produces. So anyway. Yeah, something like that. So, what was the... There was a subject I had. Let me think if I can remember what it was. Maybe I'll pause and see if I can think of it. Spare you some thinking time. Alright, I'm back. Had a cigarette. A real one. It didn't help. Helped me, but, you know, it didn't help my brain all that much. So, but I did remember what the real subject was, which is, there's lots of different arguments. Argument from imposition, argument from silly maze, argument from reckless endangerment, you know. And there's the argument from, well, what if you're wrong? What's the consequence of you being wrong? So I'm arguing that people should have a philosophy that acknowledges that life is really, really messy, dysfunctional, that it's no good to make a smartphone with a penis, no point in it. It doesn't, it just won't work right. You know, it'll have too many, it'll have diverting interests. Being smart and they just aren't compatible mechanisms attached to the same object. The idea of working and accomplishing and doing the right thing and, you know, distracting organs. And then, there, you know, this argument from... so I'm still stuck phrasing it. What if you're wrong? We're just arguing about what the truth is, right? So the truth is sloppy maze game, too much blood, really stupid, don't do it. And you're arguing that somehow, no, casual joyride, no harm, no nothing, no big deal, grab the gusto, you know, have another beer, blah, 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 blah. Right? Those are the two conflicting ideas here. Yes, we're doing something worth repeating over and 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 over again. Or, no, we're not. And we're also just arguing over some subtle impulse people have to, I'm made to have babies, so I should have a baby, because that's what I'm made to do. You know, it's not very smart. Again, it's like having a smartphone that has the job of being, you know, a virus or, you know, some sort of invasive parasite, and saying, well, because it's built to do that, it should do it. When if it's supposed to be a smartphone, it should say, no, I don't want to do that. That's stupid. Why do I want to torture something? That would be dumb. Ugh. Subject it to a bunch of who knows what. You know, throw it into a who knows what world. Just chuck it in there. Just. Too stupid. Throw it to the fog. So even on that ground, you could argue that there would be some reason. See, there's absolutely no reason for me to be fearful of that argument. What if I'm wrong? Well, then there's another Mars. And that's all. What's the big consequence? The Earth will become what Mars is. Horror, everybody's crying over that one, right? It's such a tragedy that there's no Martian bugs and there's no Martian fish. There's no Martian great white sharks. How horrible. No one's doing that. No smartphone would do that. It's not a tragedy. So no big tragedy, no big loss. And what have I prevented? Oh yes, a bunch of horrible, awful experiences where the smartphone shorts out and all kinds of terrible things happen, and it starts smoking and then it starts catching fire and it screams, help me, help me. And there's nobody to help. I mean, you know, you're preventing a bunch of people screaming their last little words, or at least trying to scream them, you know, kill me. Oh, the horror. I prevented something from saying, please kill me. Oh, yeah, now that makes me sort of a hero. You know, I didn't have to do anything. It was so easy to be a heroic preventer. Yeah. So I think that's a pretty powerful argument for the people to have some reflection. I mean, I can't believe people, these people opposed to what this channel's been saying for 10 years in some sort of horror. I just don't believe they're so confident in whatever fairy tale they're living for, you know, whatever gets them through their day, that they're so confident this is the right approach to have. Just be part of the silly Borg, okay, and do these silly little things and have these silly little misadventures. And again, these are all silly people who haven't died yet. You know, they haven't had to... Seasons in the Sun, yeah, which I could probably play some copyrighted music, right? I should go find it. Maybe I'll do that just for fun. Yeah. Hold on. Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. I don't know how loud that is. Yeah. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees. Learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye. Then got cancer and died. This is, they think it's all simple. It's never simple. And, the downside risk part, you know, that you're not going to be able to die with no regrets. You know, that you, well, I did get drunk that time and I did. all right, you know. And so you're either going to be too much of a victim or too much of a perpetrator to, you know, I guess I should play, I did it my way or something. You know, you're not likely to be able to sing those kind of songs because that's not, you're not going to be able to get away with it. Life isn't going to be that generous in terms of giving you something to look back on and say, oh yes, it was all good. It was all, at least it was all okay. Because it's not going to be all okay. You know, unless you completely re-rape your victims. You know, unless you just completely forget about, oh yeah, but there was that first wife that died of cancer. Or, oh yeah, there was that, you know. And the fact that people are almost wishing this on other people, you know, like they're encouraging it, they're arguing in defense of, you know, and even, and it doesn't even matter to them, you know, what kind of tools you're going to be giving a kid. Like they don't even make any kind of distinction between, well, maybe yes, rich people should have kids because at least they have all these advantages and choices and they can fuck up. You know, it won't be their lack of maturation into a truly good human being won't be because the system didn't allow them to be, you know, that they were starved out of it. They were culturally and intellectually starved as a smartphone, so they couldn't be a smartphone because they weren't given any information. It'll be because they chose to follow their penis, you know. They decided poorly as a smartphone and, you know, didn't try to become something great or even good. Which does make a huge difference, but it does make a difference. There is a distinction between something being possible and something being impossible, and for people not even to recognize that poverty makes things impossible. It doesn't just, you know, what are you going to place them? Oh, it's just highly unlikely. No, it's practically impossible. It's close enough to so unlikely that what's the point? Because for every success, there's 468,000 failures. It's not, you know, that's the same thing as impossible, frankly, on a practical scale. So, yeah, it's... you know, it seems a pretty good argument to me that these people who seem so confident that they're opposing evil, you know, that somehow I'm the threat to some great and powerful future they project to exist, you know, for mankind. But, oh, these negative thinkers are going to ruin the fun somehow. That somehow the Earth is going to be a much worse place if it has human beings on it who are, you know, kind of morbidly dissatisfied with functionality and find this way, way below any kind of acceptable standard of a functioning civilization. And especially now, when you recognize that we have so much technology and things really aren't getting better. It really doesn't seem like the world's a better place. I mean, you got crazy people all over the place, you know, doing violence on people. you got all these, you got to have millions of them in cages. You don't have enough room for the cages, so you just let them, you know, perpetrate their crimes without any, you know, very little inhibitions. Very little structural penalties. I mean, this is all good for civilization? I don't think so. And look at all this, all these people. I mean, it's just, there's so many arguments that just, it just spells failure. I mean, you look at it and it's just, it's creepily insufficient. You know, I'm all for making it a little bit easier for disabled people to get around and do stuff and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You have to have sympathy for people who are, you know, handicapable or whatever, you know. And I mean, there are some people who, like myself, you know, the brokenness is inside the little gears. It's not some obvious deficiency. But, I mean, people are glorifying that now. Like, being broken is somehow a handy feature or something. And it's not. And you can't, you know, you're not going to build a great civilization around pretending that every time something comes off the assembly line broken, that it's some sort of glorious deficiency. You know, that somehow it's a really great idea. I mean, I don't want to get into political stuff, but, you know, the fact that people can't even figure out that, you know, if you're born genetically a male, you know, that does mean you have a different physical advantage in the world in terms of you're different than if you were born a female. I mean, it's a different contest. And if you're going to have if you're going to recognize these differences and you're still going to play this moronic, see, it's so hard to even discuss anything because you're just saying, why is there sports in the first place? I mean, even that should be enough of a humiliation to the human race that they have that they glorify and iconize and, you know, throw tons of resources into feeding an industry that is so fucking pointless and stupid. I mean, it's the most expensive soap opera ever invented. Oh, I hope my player wins. He's wearing my flag. I mean, it's just so bad. And it's just, you know, like I said, you can't get a more inane contest. Let's see if I can throw a rock. Who can throw a rock the highest and have it land right on their head? I mean, why don't they have that in the Olympics, right? They could just put a funnel on top of people's heads. You know, and the contest is you have to throw a rock in the air, and whoever throws it the highest and catches it in their funnel is the winner. Woo! Fuck. But anyway, back to the other point. I mean, I'm all for people, okay, you're born in the wrong, I feel like I'm a man, you know, in a man's body. You see? Because, yeah, as a man, I want to just fucking crush, kill, and destroy, frankly. I just have no patience for this shit. You just want to go out and beat the shit out of everything because it's all fucking stupid. But no, you can't do that, you know. We live in a civilization, and you have to put your little hormones in check, and you can't get angry, and you can't blah, 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 and you can't just beat the shit out of it. So I don't even feel liberated. I don't even feel like I can be myself. All right? I'm really not interested in this conformity and all this bullshit. Okay? It's just, you know, and look at, you know, so I mean, we're all trapped in the wrong bodies. We're all trapped in the wrong civilization. We're all trapped in worlds full of shit. So quit pretending you're the only victims here because you're in a, you know, you're a woman in a man's body or whatever. Okay, I'm all empathetic. I'm empathetic with the people who are raccoons. I don't care. Okay, so you want to, I'll call you a raccoon. I'll call you Racky. Or, you know, well, I won't call you Cooney. But, you know, I'll call you something, whatever you want to be called. Chipper, I'll call you Chipper. You know, double Chipper, fine, I'll call you that. I'll do whatever politeness I can, but I'm not going to glorify you. I'm not going to bow to you like you're a god. Fuck that shit. I'm not going to say, wow, that's the greatest invention ever. The human raccoon. No, it's not. It's kind of stupid and silly, frankly, but, you know, go ahead, cross the street. Go ahead. I mean, I'm not going to be impolite. I'm not going to kick you. I'm not going to say you're less human. I'm not going to say any of that shit. I'm not going to do any of that shit. All right, but yeah, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh yeah, well, let's spend a few million dollars bronzing the raccoon man. No, fuck that. Too stupid. You know, so this whole idea of you got men, you know, they got, they have the male skeleton, the male musculature, all that kind of stuff. They take a few hormones, you know, when they're 35 or whatever, 25, and all of a sudden say, I'm the same as a girl now. You know, let me punch some girls. You know, let me beat the shit out of some girls because, you know, it's a girl fight. I mean, come on. Nobody can, you know, who the hell is defending this nonsense? You're just saying, how stupid can these people be? And they happen to be on my political side? And I'm like, well, fuck. What the hell? Too silly. Shit. And if you can't figure that one out, you're fucked. You know, there's no hope that you're going to figure anything else out on this planet. I mean, you know, it's just too stupid, right? It's just, it's too stupid. So there's all this too stupid going on. It's all Pyrrho's fault, frankly. But anyway, it's just, yeah. So what's the point of having a conversation about any ideas when people can't even get these simple little tiny ideas? Yeah. They can't even see that their addiction to sports is might as well be some kind of evil heroin. That they're addicted to watching something too stupid that nobody should be paying to watch.
How many times can you swim back and forth?
Fuck.
Here's $1 million.
Yeah. Or $1 trillion. Do it some more. Let's make some more people trying to do that. Swim back and forth, because that's really important. Boy, civilizations really need the swimmer back and forthers, boy. You just can't get by. What would all the smartphones do if they didn't have swimming back and forth to watch? I mean, they might be educated, and they might watch something about the science of evolution or something. But instead, no, they're watching swimming back and forth. Fuck. Yeah, it's almost like, who am I talking to? You know, I mean, wait, are there any smartphones out there? Hello? Is there anything out there? Any glimmer of intelligent life somewhere? No. It's not. So I've depressed myself again. So I'll take a pause. Try to give a shit.
When all the birds are singing in the sky, now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun.
Oh, that's the funny part. I can count the months that go by without seeing a pretty girl. Humans are getting uglier, frankly. I mean, it's just a fact. You know, in my opinion, anyway. Really are. I mean, you know, and frankly, I can't. Oh, it's not a real experiment, okay? My life isn't a real experiment. But just in the fact that I've lived, you know, two different kind of worlds. Poor people are uglier. Just a fact. I don't know whether you've noticed that, but they just are. So it probably just has to do with that whole trophy wife thing. You know, over time it has an effect. But anyway. Eww. So this is a nice little lament song because it's sad, but it's got like a... Oh, well, you know, I mean, it's, and that's the attitude that I think is just appropriate, is that, okay, you can think about, oh, some of this stuff was fun, okay, you know, the chasing and, you know, all that, but, yeah, in the end, it's all crap, and so let's just admit it, sing a little kind of a cheerful song and get the hell out of here. I mean, quit pretending. This is all going somewhere. It's not. It's just going to the same grind. But, you know, just evolving fish. I mean, this, you know, it's a lizard that's going back to being a fish. You know, picking algae off of rocks. You know, I mean, yeah. Yuck. Give it up. We're not evolving into something. We're not going to go anywhere. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to do more of the same stupid throw the rock in the air and catch it in my funnel. Oh, you know. Yeah, so it shouldn't be a hard argument to make that you're risking, if I'm right, you know, it's torture. You know, you're just creating a bunch of pointless, idiotic torture for no victory. And, you know, you're risking all of that, you know, absolute torture on what you think the truth is, which is what? That humans are playing some sort of necessary role in the universe, that, oh, they're just so freaking important to have them doing whatever it is this shit is they're doing. And that they have all this potential to do something great, whatever great would be. What the fuck great would be, who knows? I can't understand what the great would be.
They're going to go fly in space and go through a wormhole and plant human seed on other rocky worlds.
Huh?
Yeah, and that's great how? No, great isn't just making more of you. So that's the whole thing, right? I guess it's all just an ego thing. You know, they're not only got an exaggerated perception of their own personal value, but the, oh, you know, the fact that I'm human must mean that humans are good. Even though I can look out at the world and see they all kind of suck, I'll just pretend they're great. Hard to figure. It's just hard to figure what people are thinking. So when they defend whatever, the life project, what are they defending? What do they think it's going to turn into? Where do you think it's going to go? What's the you know, how do you pinnacle it in some way? I don't think you can do that. I think all you can do, all you would do is just evolve it into a slug instead of a smartphone. That's just a penis. You know, that just feels. It says, ooh, that feels good. Do it some more. You know, I mean, that's all you would make, right? There's no other... What else is there here? But, you know, adventures for some sort of feeling thing that goes, ooh, that felt good. Scratch my back some more. I have an itch. So you just give something an itch and have it scratched. And, you know, that's going to be your great achievement, is that you'll consolidate the essence of your ambition and passion and love and all of that horse shit, and you'll just consolidate into a stupid little mechanism that just constantly puts a flea on its back and then constantly itches the scratch, you know, scratches the itch. And that's it. Wow. That's some accomplishment. And you imposed torture for that grand achievement. So there could be little sluggy penises roaming across the surface of the earth. Oh, I've depressed myself again. All right. I'll come back and try again. I just can't, you know, the conversation is beneath me. I mean, way beneath me. I mean, it really is worse than, you know, trying to educate toddlers. Ugh. All right, just had a thought ran through my head. I was just thinking of the fact that I did put a commercial clip in there, you know, whatever, really a social piece of junk. You know, people do that in videos where they just put in a little Homer Simpson clip or some other, you know, meme reference. And the fact is, you do pay more attention. You know, it's like a South Park character or something. It seems to mean more. Like if they made this video, you know, where the South Park character was making the video I'm making, you might pay more attention. I might pay more attention. That's how uninteresting humans have become. I mean, we're so sick of them, frankly, that, I'd be better as a SpongeBob fish or something, you know, sitting at a desk saying this stuff. You might take it more seriously. I mean, it's just kind of a sad commentary. But, so, you know, I'm just throwing it in. Just a thought came to my head. I said, well, yeah, if somebody really did this, you know, they found out that, like, if you're running for office, you should have just cartoon characters do your commercials. Because who can hate a cartoon character, right? I mean, it's a win, automatically. So just have all your commercials, you know, talking about how great you are, be done by a cartoon character. It's like the stupid lizard selling insurance. That shit works. Well, gecko.
I don't know what geckos are in a weird category. I don't even, you're just even saying why, see, again, it's another piece of evolution where it goes all kind of sideways, and you're saying that can't be. You know, there can't be any advantage to not having eyelids and having to lick your eyeballs. There can't be an advantage to that. It's just too silly, right? So you're just saying, how the fuck did that happen? They must not have competed with anything very, just imagine what the other lizards were licking, to fall behind, evolutionary. Just think of what the competition must have been if licking your eyeballs works. Shit. Yeah, what a world. See, I could just throw in a look at Wicked Witch melting. You'd probably pay more attention. It's just a fact. You'd pay more attention. Yeah. And then you could pull the curtain back. See, I would just take a whole bunch of those clips and just have them ready. And then, because I can do it now, I don't got to worry about copyrights. Because they really have to sue me. Go ahead and try. That'll never work. Oh, it's just, the world is such a piece of shit. It's so, the whole Google thing, right? I mean, they protect Sony and they protect all the big corporations that have the money to protect themselves. But they won't protect us, the little people. No, they don't get anything at all. It's just such a sham. But anyway. But yeah, I mean, that probably would work, right? I mean, let's pull back the curtain. Let's look inside the smartphone. What is it? Oh, it seems to have all this wiring tied to this penis. What the hell is that doing? Oh, that's not very productive. Maybe we should cut a few of those wires. Because that's probably the only thing making it's the only reason why the smartphone cares to be a smartphone. It would jump out your car window. If it didn't have the penis, it'd just jump out the window. Say, fuck this. Why am I here? What is it? It's no point. I mean, how many men have probably killed themselves, because they went impotent or something? Probably tons, millions and trillions. because what else is, there? There's no life anymore. What's my grand ambition? Yeah. Getting hugged by my grandchildren. Ew, how special. Let's go make some cupcakes. Pretend it's all fun. Let's pretend some more. I mean, this is just bad pantomiming. Everybody's just living a little silly. They're putting on their costume and pantomiming through their life. I'll pretend to be civilized. I'll pretend to be a good person. I'll pretend to care about you. I'll pretend to do all this fucking bullshit. And it's all bullshit. Come on. I'm smart enough to know it's bullshit, okay? I mean, I'm not saying it's all, like every impulse you have to just bash somebody in the head with a hammer is some sort of glorious, conclusion you're drawing. And yes, obviously, intelligence helps you to understand, okay, they're just too stupid. It's okay, no big deal. I don't have to fix that problem. That can stay broken. Doesn't matter. And that there isn't any value to understanding, that there is some sort of good book kind of, oh, that was a good book, or that was a good story even, like a good song, right? You can appreciate it, but you can also understand, it's just triggering. It's triggering, trigger words, trigger little notes, trigger. I'm just being triggered to think about my little memories and my little this and my little that. My little collection of stuff. And it's just triggering me to go back and look in those suitcases and reminisce, and in some little cheap way relive, what was. So no harm in that. I mean, it's not a bad thing. Just mean that you can go that higher level of understanding that that's all you're doing. You're just being triggered into a mood. You're just being triggered into a train of thought. And that, frankly, if you have a train of thought that says, don't think about that, that works.
the one train just knocks the other train off the tracks and says, no, we're not going to do that. So I guess that's what some people do, is they don't learn to gain some gratification from just getting through life and understanding that, oh yeah, I'm just a smartphone, you know, I'm just frankly, I have no real utility. My only utility is to be part of this system of smartphones interconnected, doing some sort of whatever it is, sloppy, you know, covering of the earth. And there isn't any function. There's nothing to accomplish except trying to take care of, you know, your function. And then you recognize that, well, you know, if I'm shorting out, it's just as bad as somebody else's, you know, some other smartphone is shorting out, that it's the same difference, same components, same bullshit. So, you know, if I'm going to be concerned about my welfare, technically I have to be concerned about everybody else's welfare. Sort of the obligation. Even that alone, that simple little idea, should be enough to put somebody off of being alive. Just because it's just saying to you, oh, this is going to be so burdensome. Because if I'm going to do it in any kind of honest way, I can't just care for my children. I have to care for all the children. I can't just care for my uncle and my aunt. I have to care for all the uncles and aunts. Yeah. And who wants to? No, I don't want that job. Because it's going to be really expensive and it's going to be really unpleasant to acknowledge the existence of their pain, let alone trying to cure it or solve it or comfort it in some way. I mean, then you're just a peg leg. You're just a wooden leg for other things to, you know, it's like we're using each other as devices to overcome our lack of gratification. And, that's not going to work. It's like the whole, like I said, the whole problem with the social safety net is most of the people feeding off of it have no appreciation. They all think they earned it somehow. That it's some sort of great thing they're doing. You know, spending hundreds of thousands, like the criminal. I mean, yeah, his accomplishment is, you know, he's complaining that, oh, the world's unfair and the rich have too much money. And yet he's costing the civilization $1 million. He's the real six, you know, there's real criminals that have been like the $6 million man. They actually cost us $6 million. You know, they're actually that expensive. Too silly, right? Yeah, it's too silly. $6 million criminals? I mean, what the fuck? Too silly. Anyway, you know. When a hammer would have done it, you know, you could have just said, oh, just sneak up behind him, one good whack, you know, and it's over. We're done with that problem. But no. Some idiot somewhere on the planet sees some reason to preserve the retard. Oh, fuck. Anyway. Yeah, sorry, it's just... I'll regain my capacity to play along, pantomime some kind of enthusiasm fighting this fight against the horror. But the horror really is just such a profound ignorance that you're just like, whoa, there is so little data in this device. You know, can I even communicate with the device? It doesn't even have, you know, it has no plugins. You know, there's no way to just... I have a camera like that, you know, that I got used, that's, you know, kind of a fancy camera. But you have to actually pull the card out. You can't just plug it into the computer to see the pictures on it. And it's just like, what the fuck? It's like too stupid. It doesn't even have a card reader built in. But anyway. I mean, just seems for all the other stuff the camera does have, it seems like that's a huge missing feature. But anyway, so what was I going to say? Is there any ground for communication? I mean, we share a common language, probably, maybe, possibly. But do any of the words mean anything? I mean, is there really any way to communicate? Because it's like you're saying they're, what people are
believing in and what they're defending is so stupid. I mean, is there any premise they could get under? I mean, is there any common bit of understanding that you could build anything on top of? Or is it all just mush? Every bit of what they're living for is mush. It's all mush. You can't pick any of it up and show it because it just slips through your fingers. It's so mushy. You can't nail them to any kind of idea as a truth. There's no facts in the universe. I mean, it's just, ugh. Yeah, it's just very daunting. It's, you know, it's like you gotta pave 1,000,000 miles of road and you have to do it one little stupid brick at a time. And every now and then, you get a glimmer, you know, but you're going up and down hills, you get a glimmer of the miles you have to go before you sleep, you know. And it's just, oh, fuck. It's no fun. You know, laying the first bricks. Laying the last one, that's the one you're, that's got to be a good feeling. Yeah. But all these ones in between, it's just grind. Yuck. Alright, so anyway, we'll call it a video. Not my best work, but not my worst either. So there. Haha, got you on that one. So maybe we'll go out with some more musical interluding and such.
We had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky.
Whoa, hit the wrong button. Yeah, well, that little children everywhere line isn't too good. That would give me good reason to say, thank God I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to listen to those little shitheads. Peace and quiet. Excellent. Anyway, I don't know that, you know, I know nothing of culture in some respects, you know, so I have no clue what this song is actually about. I mean, you could almost say that, you know, he's dying young, that maybe he's going to get executed for being a criminal, but then a criminal wouldn't be going, hey, we had a good time. You know, not likely. Well, who knows? So then you lose less, you know, you have less empathy, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the context of it is, but it's just a nice song, right? Little bam 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 music and reasonably decent sad lyrics, and so it's okay. I mean, most songs are like that. There's not too many that have like perfect, there are perfect stories. You know, they always got some kind of weird part in there. But anyway, and it's the whole, you know, one hit wonder thing, right? I mean, you know. It's such a kind of well orchestrated and well constructed song, and you're just saying, how could that person only do one of them? You know, only one good painting. It's just kind of funny. Curious. That's all. It's curious. That's what it is. It's curious. So anyway, enough of that shit. But it's hard to die. It's just the truth. Even if you hate being alive, it's hard to die. Because it's all you have. You know, it's all you know is being alive. You can't know anything else. It's familiar. And it's, you have no idea. It's not like you're worried. I'm not worried about jumping in the water and saying, oh, the water might have sharks in it, so something's going to chase me. You know, or some kind of bad thing is going to happen to me when I'm dead. Well, of course, that doesn't seem realistic. So it does seem clear that you're going to a better place, at least a quiet one that doesn't stink. But still hard to let go of all that you know. Everything that every one of your memories is made out of is, you know, they're only memories of when you were alive. That's all you have. So it's all you know, and you have to say goodbye. And that's always difficult. Even when it's an asshole. Well, that's not really true. Yeah, brain, that's a brain fart to say that, because that doesn't make any sense even when they're an asshole. No, it's easy to say goodbye when they're an asshole. So anyway, just saying. Not terribly coherently, yeah, apparently. So just ignore this last little bit. And, we have to delete it. I guess you can't ignore it, because I already said it all. So just, yeah, delete the last 5 minutes and it won't hurt you any. Probably. It's not all that, you know. It probably didn't do all that much damage, so it probably doesn't matter. So just put it in a file called Forget About It and Don't Pay Any Attention, and then you can always one day go back there and say, oh, there was something worth paying attention to. Even though it was accidentally relevant, because I don't see any apparent relevance. I don't see how you could make much good out of the last 5 minutes of this video, frankly. But it might be possible that there's some piece of it that was actually, you know, you could write a song. It might inspire such a thing. Who knows? All right, it's going to be a pretty shitty song. All right, anyway, it doesn't matter. It's enough of a video. It's transitions. See, saying goodbye to even making a video is difficult. Oh, it's the end of the video. I'm comfortable right now. I don't want to change. I have to change. I have to do something else. Anyway, just pointing out, the evidence is all around you. This is way too insufficient. It just isn't good enough. Stop doing it. Stop imposing something completely insufficient. Okay. Now it's probably enough. Okay. I'll get out of here. All right, so this has been a Do Not God video presentation. Sponsored by Google is Evil. Yeah, it is. It's horrible. Evil. Evil, evil, evil. Must be stopped. Marketing company running the internet. Really bad idea. And such. Along with all the other really bad ideas.